when President Bush declared the crisis was all China's fault, and China responded by blaming the U.S. Fortunately, cooler heads prevailed. But Steve Paulson wondered if this face-off has opened up Pandora's box.
Now, one thing that we saw on both sides is that, I'm not sure what you'd call them, the hawks or the nationalists kind of came out of the woodwork. In America, you heard some people in Congress, for instance, saying, you know, we've got to isolate China, we've got to punish them. You heard similar things in China as well. We can't let these nasty Americans walk all over us.
Absolutely correct. Rather than seeing it as a success because the airmen and women came home safe and sound, which we're all grateful for, from a larger political point of view, it's a total disaster, just the way you said. It was a lose-lose situation that the warmongers, the hawks, the people who aren't looking for ways to solve problems, were strengthened on both sides and are increasingly critical of both their governments. On the Chinese side, they're screaming that they caved in, they didn't stand up for China. They suppressed nationalist sentiment, they didn't let the people go into the streets as they wanted to do and say what they felt about another American plane killing another Chinese after American bombs had killed three before in Belgrade. And on the American side, since the view was that they should be returning our plane immediately before Mr. Bush got up and said, as he should have said from the very beginning, this will take diplomacy, this will take patience,